podcast.
G'day, this is Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Monday, the 1st of August.
Yeah, quick shout out to Singapore.
Hello, yes, Singapore and Canada. We've got two people in Singapore.
Yeah, Singapore, muggy.
Yeah, muggy.
What's the weather like up the other end? That'd be, where are they? They're in the middle
Canada.
Of their summer.
Oh, yeah, Canada would be pretty...
Nice days. Long days.
Thank you for listening. Wherever you are around the world, coming up, we're having a look at Prince Charles. He agreed to take $1.7 million from where for
have
his
a look
charity, if the news is correct. As well as that, we looked at, there's a big fundraiser on the Central Coast. We want you to get a part of it.
That's true. And you decide, Paddy Gerard, what these three people have in common. Paddy Gerard, John Howard, ex-Prime Minister, and Dominic Perrottet.
Seriously, I'm not talking
the
to you
South
anymore
Wales
on
leader.
This podcast. Thanks, Paddy.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Did you get a ride-in on the weekend?
No.
No. Yeah.
Family stuff.
Yeah, me just, too.
Just chasing kids around.
Yeah, I
was just bike riding with my daughter and her mate.
On the couch with my lazy big ass just sitting there. Just sitting there watching TV. Oh, it's good though. You know what I watched for the first time ever yesterday? Don't judge me. Sing, that animated movie. It was funny. What?
Your oldest child is, your youngest child is now beyond 18.
Yeah, she's, Henny's 19.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
What happened?
What, for what reason?
Because I saw the shorts to Sing 2. And I thought, oh, that looks good. And Kerr said, you will have to watch Sing before Sing 1 before yeah. we watch Sing 2.
My doppelganger is in that.
Who? Which one?
Matthew McConaughey.
In Sing 2?
Sing 1.
Yeah, Sing 1, yeah.
He's the koala.
Is that Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I know he's starred pretty in the movie.
Pretty sure. You listen to the characters in your head.
I thought it was Australian.
Voice.
Anyway... And we watched it, and I've never laughed my head off. I've never laughed so much in my bloody life. It was funny. It was really,
okay.
really good.
I've got a few movies you need to sit down and watch. You're going to go back and watch Cars. Cars 1, Cars 2.
I have seen that. But I'd never seen Sing, and it was hilarious. And instead of watching the footy, I went, oh, I'm sick of watching the footy because my tips were going so bad. And, oh, real bad on the weekend.
So you watched an animated film?
Yeah, and...
The Incredibles, you'd like that?
Oh, yeah. You yeah, haven't seen that. Oh, no, I've only seen parts way through that. But I tell you what, if you want to laugh, watch Sing. You'll laugh your head off. Seriously, okay. Funny as.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
This is the news that doesn't make the news. That should be in the news instead of the other news.
What do you got for us, buddy?
Okay, so every now and again, the story says, social media is bound by an unashamed thirst for a typically straight white man. Earlier this month, the longing has transferred to the tasseled hair and tattooed forearms of Jeremy Allen White's brooding young chef, Carmen. Carmi Burzato.
Correct pronunciation.
Burzato. In Hulu's new cooking dramedy, The Bear. It's coming out the end of
what
August.
What are you talking about?
What? It says, these are some of the quotes. I'm too scared to watch The Bear because I'm actively in therapy to stop falling in love with men who look like this. By falling in love, I mean wasting my time. Unfortunately for me now, I'm Jeremy Allen Wet.
What?
Is what it says.
What? But what is it about?
There's a new show coming to television at the end of August
called
in Australia.
The Bear.
It's called The Bear.
Right.
And this guy is described as a sexually competent dirtbag line cook.
And so what is it? Is he a big hairy fella or something?
There's no romance in this at all. No, he's just a young brooding male.
Okay.
Anyway. So.
What's his name?
The internet's blown up about
What's
this guy.
What's his name?
Jeremy Allen White.
Jeremy Allen yeah. White. I'm just Googling that.
One female comments, I'm now Jeremy Allen Wet. That's so.
Oh, you're
yeah,
joking
I know.
Me.
It's something about the hands, they say.
Oh, you're. If they're going gaga over him,
the series,
they would swoon over me then.
Yeah, the series premieres at the end of August and it's triggered,
oh,
for lack of a better word,
joking.
A feral response across all corners of the internet.
Well,
courtesy of series lead Jeremy Allen White's portrayal
no.
of a brooding young chef.
No, anyway. And is it a reality show again?
This will be, this
all
is
right,
like,
okay.
What's that, Shades of Grey?
Yeah, 50 Shades of Grey.
But a video.
Okay.
All right, well, this
but
is...
But it's not... Well, anyway.
This is up your alley. YouTube star has given up any form of sex or self-pleasure for 120 days.
Oh, yeah,
now, his name Jamie Zhu. He tried out semen retention for 120 days. And his practice...
What are you retaining it for?
Well, the practice involves avoiding ejaculation and can have many health benefits. Yeah. And so what he did... And,
why
and,
I feel so good.
And so what it is, it's a practice of avoiding, as I said, ejaculation. And the easiest way is to abstain from sex altogether. But men can also learn how to have orgasms without doing anything. While there is a limited research on the practice, men may start at it gains mental and physical health benefits. Some benefits include more confidence and self-control, less anxiety and depression, increased motivation, better memory, concentration, and overall cognitive function. And improved sperm quality and increased vitality may also be seen. Now, it's understood this practice has been around for centuries and is used by men all over the world. And it's believed also that sexual benefits can be achieved. So there you go. So you can do that, get married, or wear boxing gloves to bed, and you will be laughing.
Or just think of Paddy Gerard naked.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
All right, go on, be a smart ass.
I just caught up with this. It was on the 18th of February, Triple M Central Coast Facebook page. No, this is the one where we were playing cricket.
Oh, because you'd never
car park.
You'd never played beach cricket.
Well,
so.
I still haven't because you managed to cock that up.
No. The rain cocked that up, pal.
Yeah.
And then so that
anyway,
was, we couldn't do it.
We played beach cricket in the Triple M car park, but you revealed something to everyone that day that has struck me as it's uncanny, the resemblance between you and John Howard,
what happened? We're
former
out
Prime
in the,
Minister,
we're out in the
and your bowling
park.
Action.
We're out in the car park and you were batting, which is quite consistent with what you do both on and off the pitch.
Hang on, I'm just going to play it again.
And anyway,
someone said,
while I was on air, someone said, here, have the ball and throw one through. I think it was a tennis ball. And we had a garbage bin in front of me. So I had to just quickly, no run up. I just had to throw it over my shoulder, and
listen
it did look
so
very
what...
similar to when John Howard bowled.
Anyway, you've got another member of your squad now.
Who is it?
It's Dominic Perrottet, who is currently in India to chat about trade links.
What did he do?
Well, in footage captured by Channel 9 News, and this is well worth a look, Perrottet gives an elegant little run-up. Not dissimilar to yours, but somehow manages to bowl the cricket ball down and then it bounces tragically a million miles away from the expectant batter. Like it's the worst bowl of all time. Second only to yours.
You know what? And, seriously?
But have a look. Dominic Perrottet bowling a cricket ball. Just look that up. It'll be everywhere.
Oh, look,
if you get the chance, look on the Triple M Facebook page and search for about the 18th of February this year, and there's Gerard.
No doubt. You'll put that up.
Jackboot Johnny.
Seriously? Anyway.
In fact, we'll do another little video today.
Thank you, Robert, for that. You can get it on Triple M socials.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Triple M. Play the dun-dun-dun-dun, Robert.
About God Save the Queen.
Well, maybe. Oh, I don't have it handy. Prince Charles has been engulfed in a fresh storm.
God save our gracious queen. I don't know the rest.
After it emerged, he accepted £1 million from. Oh, this is not real good. Osama bin Laden's family. Oh, geez, Charlie, come on.
Charlie. Did he take the cash?
Well, I don't know. He took the cash from the brothers of the terrorist mastermind behind 9/11, allegedly, and it was eventually deposited into his charity, the Sunday Times said. His brothers. Osama bin's brothers.
Surely they're hiding as well.
Well, look, he brokered the deal after a private meeting at Clarence House. It was in 2013.
Maybe Osama was just that brother. And the other brothers go, that Osama.
Yeah, like Osama, when you do have
the black sheep
of the
family.
You go, oh, yeah. Same as my brother Dave.
So the other brother's money's clean as.
and he was advised against it.
I bet he was.
But it's £1 million.
Advised against
£1 million into the charity.
Oh, here you go. Here's a million. What would you like?
Anything for the charity. Anyway. Better get
conflicted.
That.
Yeah. Hello, Triple M.
Yes, good morning. It's the man who believes, Eddie Battle on Struggle Street wants to see my crown jewels.
Yes.
They are easily accessible and not locked away in the Tower of London.
Beautiful.
It will cost you, though. Paddy and Rob Palmer, good morning.
Morning, Big Al. This is not a good look for Prince Charles, if the story's correct.
Oh, Robert. If a story is in a newspaper, it must be correct. Have you ever heard of an article that has appeared in a tabloid ever to be incorrect?
No,
not
never.
On your nelly.
No way.
Never, ever. Oh, look, sometimes Media Watch will expose a few mistruths, but that's not often.
But, Big L, if there's a whiff of truth to this story, £1 million is a lot of money to take off the paternal half-brothers of slain Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden.
Oh, yes, that is correct. It certainly is a lot of cash. But as you know, Prince Charles is getting on a bit.
Yeah,
I do believe, after talking to a very close royal source, that Prince Charles is going deaf.
What does going deaf have to do with getting heaps of cash of Osama's paternal brothers?
Well, during the initial meeting, Prince Charles thought their last name wasn't Bin Laden,
but
Bin Liner.
Oh, right.
Thought it was a recycling company.
Oh,
we know
right.
He's a greedy.
Honest mistake.
Yeah. Look, I don't know how he misheard, though, with a set of satellite dishes he has. Massive. Imagine cleaning those monsters. Come on, we'd have to use a broom, not cotton tips. Anyway, must go by.
Goodbye, Al.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
I did my clapping exercise.
You are so bad.
Was I off when I was doing the clapping exercise?
You find it. You find the timing for about, I don't know, 5 seconds.
And then do I lose it?
As soon as you look
away.
You get all overexcited. I'm on time. And then go.
Do I?
Oh, it's so bad.
Damn. Anyway, did you film that? My clapping exercise?
Yeah, I did.
Chloe's got a video.
It'll be posted. Don't worry.
We'll drop that on our socials through Facebook, Instagram page. And don't forget, if you missed any of what we do, you can get it on the Listener app, LISTNR.
When you think you're on time, it's like funnier than watching a dog after a tennis ball. Like, he's
true.
Look at me. I'm on time.
Seal or something.
Dave's here today. Shower 219 on the Coast Zone 107.7 Triple M. Moe, our producer, she's come in here. You come bearing gifts.
Well, I didn't get the gifts for you, so it's just been sent to me in my name. Weet-Bix have obviously seen our socials as well.
Our local company.
Weet-Bix.
Well, they saw it and they said, we need to send them something.
From Sanitarium. G'day, Paddy and Rob. You don't have to look pretty to make it big in life. That's referring to one person more than others. Here at Weet-Bix, we're sometimes told we're boring and plain.
No.
But that couldn't be further from the truth.
Agreed.
And our new limited edition Weet-Bix Ugly Sweater is living proof.
Oh.
So they've seen your wardrobes.
Oh no.
Well.
And they have sent you some ugly sweaters.
Oh,
as the coast's biggest Weet-Bix fans, we hope you'll wear your new ugly sweaters with confidence.
Look at this.
Can I just take off my headphones and put on my ugly sweaters?
You should.
Proud of who you are on the inside. Be proud of who you are, despite what others might say you look like on the outside.
This is nice.
Love the show, boys, from the Weet-Bix team at Sanitarium. Oh, thank you, Weet-Bix, our local company. This is like our Christmas photos at home.
Hey, you know what? We should walk down the street now, Weet-Bix jumpers, holding hands.
In beautiful Newcastle Knights colours.
I dare you, from one end of Erin Affair to the other.
Thank you, Sanitarium. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you, Karina. Put yours on.
You've never looked better.
We need a Christmas tree in here. Mm. We need a Christmas. Seriously, you should. Can you buy it?
It's August.
You might be able to buy these online.
You can buy them online.
You can, honestly.
Limited edition.
We have a look at the Weet-Bix sweater, and they're a local company. Our local company too, Sanitarium. Put yours on, buddy. Absolutely gorgeous. We'll get these on Triple M Social.
Oh, I've got a jumper on already.
Well, take your jumper off, goofball. As he puts his jumper on, we will do something with these this week. Okay, put it on.
I tell you what,
coming up,
this is going to get stolen by my children.
Oh, my kids will grab it first thing. Oh, hey. Gorgeous. Oh, look at
that.
Oh,
that's nice.
Don't let the Weet-Bix ugly sweater.
Feel like I'm looking in a mirror.
Put you off. All right, we'll get those bitches
cover your face.
On social.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
I got Val. Oh. Val, could you play that for Rob, please? Val's on the organ this morning.
Time.
Get on your Val.
Oh, not Val. Val's always right on time. I'm just saying, sunshine would be nice.
Okay. Yeah. Well, look, it's only the possibility of, but it's going to be all right.
The thing is.
Yeah. Go on.
The thing is, Father.
Yeah.
Sundays.
You didn't say, bless me, Father, for I've sinned.
I don't think I did.
No, you didn't.
Anyway, so I was at home and
yeah,
I was having some tiling done.
Were you fully clothed?
I was getting a bit of tiling done. I was home.
Yeah.
And the guy said, look, with all the rain, we can't work during the week, last week, so we're going to have to, can we work on Sunday at your place?
Oh.
And you go, oh. Saturday, no problem.
Yeah.
Sunday, you think?
Yeah, that's supposed to be the day of God.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
But then you think, if I say no, then do I just get, you know, does the work just not get done and just gets pushed back? Am I the chump that they reckon will say yes to a Sunday and all the others that they do, they go, oh, we'll do Dave because he won't let us work Sunday. We'll do Stuart because he won't, Paddy, he won't let us come. We wouldn't want to go to his place on a Sunday.
Not at all.
Because to see him flaunting it around the place.
Yeah.
But when they're out there, you sort of feel like they're in your space because Sunday's a special day.
Right.
I know everyone's supposed to be able to
work
when you can.
Yeah, what? Do they charge extra?
What about neighbours and stuff? Like, I know they don't make noise, but you still got trades around. Shouldn't Sunday just be left alone?
For the sake
of everyone. I know you got to learn. I believe.
You believe?
I believe in one Sunday.
So you believe that tradies, no matter how busy they are, they shouldn't work Sundays at your joint. Oh, come on. But if you want to get it done.
Yeah, if you want to get it done, you still
want to get it done.
I was there. I had to get dressed before
Would love to know.
Couldn't just walk Starkers from the bathroom to the kitchen, grab a piece of toast.
Yeah, so Sundays are your relaxed day, hey? Look, would love to know.
Some things should be left alone.
Okay, all right.
I know everyone's under the pump.
Yeah, I know. But if they want to get it done, if you want your job done, 1-2-3-5-3. Oh, look, I couldn't care less. They want to come Sundays, and as long as they don't charge Sunday rates, though, Brother Robert, as long as they don't charge Sunday rates.
Well, a job's a job. Like you usually have a price.
Yeah,
on
that's
job.
Of course you have, and then we'll just get it done. 1-3-3-5-3. What do you think? Do you allow tradies come to your joint Sunday?
If I was a tradie, I don't think I'd even offer the Sunday
to work on
because
Sunday.
I'm not going to invade your space on the Sunday.
All right, so you believe it
maybe.
Is very sacred. 1-2-3-5-3, let us know, are you of that opinion of Brother Robert? We've got $100.
I know people need to work.
I know, I know. $100 Hotel Gosford voucher, and it's newly renovated too. Your local iconic pub, done better, check it out today. But let us know, do you? Oh, look, I say I couldn't give a rat's as long as they get the job
done. So you'd be happy for me to come around and...
On a Sunday, and if you wanted to work till 8 o'clock that night, couldn't give a rat's.
Sunday night.
As long as the job's done, Brother Robert.
Would you give me dinner?
Of course I would. Of course I would.
You're home.
Lunch and breakfast. Lunch and breakfast as well.
Yeah.
You would have had roast last night had you come around and worked on my house.
Sunscreen on my...
Of course, on your noggin.
Where I can't reach.
Yeah, right. On that little Pope's hat that you got there where it's all going baldy, I'd put it on there.
All right.
1-3-3-5-3. Yeah, do you? Like some people probably
should
would
we
say
leave
no.
Sundays alone? I just think that they should be left alone. It's an unwritten rule.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Look, Woi Woi Junior Rugby League, they've got a fundraiser on. To find out more, we've got Brooke Preston. She's the treasurer from the club. She joins us this morning. G'day, Brooke. Hey.
Brooke.
Hello, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, not bad. Yourself?
Good, thank you.
Now, you guys are doing a fundraiser. What for?
We really want to get a certified drinking water fountain and water bottle refill station at Rogers Park with our new amenities.
Yeah.
We had like a demountable building for the last 8 or so years, which wasn't a very sightful or inviting place.
Yeah.
And we finally have these beautiful new amenities, but there was, of course, no funds left in the budget to put in a water bottle, like a bubbler station.
Yeah, water station. Yeah.
It's just a tap,
yeah, that's
isn't it?
Right. Yeah, it's just like a filtered water tap. Like they're at plenty of fields and, you know, sporting facilities around the coast.
Yeah.
And we just don't want to have to ask people to fill up their bottles in the bathroom anymore.
Yeah,
right.
Well, fair enough. I've seen the way Paddy treats a bathroom sink and it's You don't want to drink out of it after he's been there.
So, I just had a chest infection. That's
Gosh.
That's all, Brookie.
How much are one of these fountains worth?
Oh, about $6,500.
Oh, wow. Good.
Get it all and install it.
Yeah, is that $6,500?
Yeah.
I might go and sell and bloody these water fountains.
We're onto something.
Seriously. So $6,500 you guys got to raise. But with the, I know the Woi Woi Junior Rugby League Footy Club, you share the field with a few other sports as well, don't you?
Yes, we do. Peninsula Junior Touch, Southern Spirit Cricket, Peninsula Swans AFL, not to mention the car boot sales, all the schools that use it for cross country, dog walking, social games. There's plenty of people that visit this field on a daily basis.
So it's pretty needed, really, isn't it?
It really is. And it's, our kids play touch, so it's very, very hot there in the summer. And, yeah, it's just something that we should have. Yeah.
Now, for that sort of money, you'd want to put the lid on the bottle for you too.
Now, how are you doing the fundraising to get this $6,500, $7,000?
So we started a GoFundMe page a few months ago, and we've just been sharing it around each of our club's social pages and with our own families. So everyone's just been able to donate a little bit, you know, whatever they can. And if they couldn't, at least share the page on their own, you know, their own socials.
That is a good place to start. And how's it going so far?
We're up to about $1,305 so far. It's been really, really well received, and you know, we're just really trying to do whatever we can.
Now, what is the GoFundMe page? What do we search when we go to GoFundMe?
Certified drinking water fountain for Rogers Park. It's also on the Woi Woi Junior Rugby League Facebook page and Peninsula Junior Touch's Facebook page.
All right. If you've been associated with any of those clubs, the cricket, the touch footy, the AFL.
Or you just like drinking nice water from a nice bubbler in a park. Yes. Just get amongst it.
Yeah.
It's all local.
And help Brookie and the club Woi Woi Junior Rugby League Football Club raise that $7,000 to get that bubbler. And the GoFundMe page, certified drinking water fountain for Rogers Park. That's it, Brookie.
Thank you very much, guys. Really appreciate
no
it.
No problems. Help them out if you can. Make sure you do. Thanks for that, Brooke.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
And last Thursday, this man from Blue Haven had hopes, he had dreams of the Central Coast with him.
Oh, and confidence.
Oh, and confidence, like athletes going into the Commonwealth Games. Ayla from Blue Haven took part in Paddy and Rob Palmer's tipping competition for round 20 of the NRL, vying for $1,000.
And how'd he go?
Oh, anyway, he joins. Oh, Ayla, good morning. Ayla.
Good morning, Paddy. Good morning, Rob.
What happened, mate?
Jeez. Yeah, I'm feeling a bit underdone today.
Yeah. Look, all you had to do.
You know what, Rob? I got to apologise to you, Rob.
Whoa,
I should have stuck with the Eels.
Yep.
And, Paddy, you let me down with your Broncos.
Well, he does it a lot.
All right. Okay.
And then, you know, I just had a name of glory for me for South Sydney.
Yeah, and they went down as well.
The three wise men just lost it for me this week. Sorry, man.
Now, I know did you say your missus goes for the Sharkies? Was that right?
No,
she goes for the Parramatta Eels.
And that's what I mean, you know. I should have stuck with that. Yeah. Jeez, mate.
So you end up getting 5 out of 8 in your tips with, so that's no $1,000 for you. Now, for anyone on Thursday.
If you've got the no-brainers, then you're in.
Now, anyone for Thursday taking part, because it's up to $1,050, what would your tips be, Ayla, for anyone competing on Thursday?
Well, I say, you know, go with your gut feeling.
Go with your gut. Write that down.
Yeah.
Good tip.
Just don't go with the Paddy Gerrard.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. You either go with your heart, not your head.
Yeah.
It's the three P's. Paddy's picks are poor.
You know, I should have asked the table of knowledge before, I took my picks last Thursday.
The table of knowledge. That's I like the way you put that.
Is that at home?
Yes. We got a table of knowledge at the North Lakes Tavern, which, you got any question at all, Paddy. Yeah, it's really nice.
Ask the table of knowledge.
Ask the table of knowledge. We got all sorts of life there, mate.
And, that's T-O-K.
I'm going to ask them the question about the Sunday work, Rob.
Table of knowledge.
I'll have a good answer for you, Rob. They'll probably shoot me down on that.
Who is the oracle of the table of knowledge? Would it be you, Arla?
No, it was, we call him the guru.
The guru. Oh, you call him the guru,
so
not the oracle.
Ask the guru.
He is the guru. Okay. Yeah, the guru at the end, and we got We got all sorts of trades. We got Baz, the battery man. We got we got myself as a landscaper. We got Hendo as the
newsreader,
plumber.
Yeah.
Newsreader.
And
we got a Mark who is in the prison's ward. You know, he's a prison ward.
Oh, right. Okay. So you don't have the Oracle, you have the Guru.
Essential member.
All right. Well,
we've got the Gurus, mate.
I like the table of knowledge.
Any questions at all that anybody has, we've got it.
Yeah, we're brilliant.
We've got
okay.
an answer for you.
Well, we might email some through and then you know, for the table of knowledge, and then you give us a call back. And
get
then
down to the TOC.
Yeah.
Table of knowledge and ask them what they think of trades working on Sundays at people's places, because I think everyone needs a break for their minds and for their bodies.
I tell you what, Rob, I'll probably get beers thrown at me.
Okay, well, you don't want that. All right then, Ayla.
That pub is full of tradies.
Okay,
They might say, you know what, Sunday's off is a good idea.
Anyway, Ayla, thank you so much. Look, you missed out on the $1,000, but you'd still have another chance because you could get through on Thursday as we give you a chance of $1,050. You probably won't. Thanks for Boca Beach Polly.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah.
See you, Ayla. Bye, mate.
Patty and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
You're giggly. Everyone's think it's very funny in here on the Coastline 107.7 Triple M, because Chloe, our producer, instead of doing, you know, stuff like getting their coffee, you've come in here and you use that stupid phone of yours and you film me and you've changed. You've got one of the apps that changed the face.
It actually isn't an app changing face. It's just your face.
No, it's just you, yeah.
And so you're going to be putting that on the Instagram.
You threatened to sue me.
I did. So I said, if you don't stop filming me, I'm going to sue you.
You look like a Fraggle.
I do. Look, it'll go on Triple M Instagram and also Triple M Central Coast Facebook page. And don't forget, you can get any what we do on the Listener app, LISTNR. If you missed our chat with Brookie Preston from the Woi Woi Rugby Junior Rugby League Club, because there's a fundraiser for the Woi Woi Oval there, Rogers Park.
Or anything throughout the morning, because the Listener app, if you download the podcast, you get the whole show in like 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Wish everyone could get that. Wish we could shorten it even further.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry about that. Oh, by the way, I was introduced to a family member on Friday night.
Were you?
Someone I didn't even know existed.
Was that like a family function?
No, I was at Erin Leakes Club. Anyway, Steve came up
and just said, I'm your long lost cousin.
No, Steve, and he's a big tall fella, like a big country dude, and he had his red and black check sort of shirt on, having a beer.
Yeah.
And he came up and was with Joel. G'day, Joel. Yeah. How are you, buddy? And anyway.
And one tooth?
No, I think Steve had two teeth.
Oh, that's good.
Anyway, Steve-O come up.
Important to have two teeth. Oh,
very much so, especially if you're eating an apple. Very hard to eat an apple with one tooth, but I think Steve had his full set of teeth. Anyway, he came up. He said, Patty. I said, yeah, mate, how are you? He said, have a guess. We're related. I said, how are we related? He said, you know your dog Taco?
Oh,
I said, yeah. We have got Taco's sister. And you wouldn't bloody believe it.
Nachos?
No, Taco's our dog, toy poodle.
Yeah, but his sister called Nachos?
Abby.
Oh.
And so I found out that Taco had a sister, Abby, and we shared photos of both of our dogs. And it was, you know how old Taco is? 10. So it was 10 years ago that Steve got their dog as well. And
that happened to me once.
What happened?
Well, we had a dog that was a German Shepherd crossed with a blue cattle dog.
Yeah.
And we met the dog's brother or sister. It was down on the south coast of New South Wales.
Do you reckon
somewhere.
They knew?
7 years later.
Do you reckon the dogs knew?
Well, we asked. We went and said, that looks exactly like our dog.
And it was.
And they said, oh, when did you get yours? Yeah, we got
from
it.
From the same litter.
From the same litter. From
there
the same
you go.
Place. Same time. We just went, this is really crazy.
There you go. And
can't happen.
And I shared Steve, had pictures of Abby and showed pictures of Taco and all that sort of. So Taco and Abby just text each other all weekend.
Yeah.
Because Taco, he's a clever dog. Moe, our producer. And
Taco's decided to leave and go and live with his sister.
Yeah. He said, I'm getting out of here. I don't want to live in this pound look like. Complex any longer. No, so, and good morning, Steve. It was so nice to meet you, mate.
Is Taco
so,
a boy or a girl?
Taco's a boy.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, Taki's
just
a boy.
Just checking.
Yeah.
Patty and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Hey, there's an American woman living in Sydney. She's divided the internet. Know what she's claimed?
Nope.
There was absolutely no need to use a handbrake on a car. Do you put the handbrake on when you stop your car?
Yes.
Every time?
All the time.
Even if you're on the flat?
Yep. Yep. I always. It's just mandatory when you, because on both the cars, we use the foot. You know the foot one?
Yeah.
Like that?
She claimed in a now viral TikTok post there was no need to use a handbrake except in certain circumstances because cars weren't just rolling away. It's had 2,000 comments and 500,000 views on this thing.
She's mad.
Surely, if it's been that.
What did she say that they don't use it in?
Well,
America?
You don't even need it. You just leave your car in gear.
Yeah, no, but it just gives it extra safety, don't you think?
But it can't go anywhere if it's in gear. What's the point of a handbrake?
Yeah, well, you just say something happens. I don't know.
Like what?
I don't know. Say a kid came in your car and knocked you from first into neutral, and you're on the top of a big hill. Wouldn't you be glad that the handbrake was on then, Robert?
You'd be pretty happy.
Yeah, there you go. Is that the end of the conversation?
Yes. That's it. Over.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.